ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com, and make sure that when you're at the website, sign up for that free newsletter of mine. It's a great newsletter. We fill it with lots of bonus gifts for you from our radio guests, and there's really healthy recipes in there and affirmations, lots of good fun stuff, as well as the schedule for the radio show. So check that out. Sign up for the newsletter, and then also when you sign up for the newsletter as a bonus, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you get through the challenging times in your life. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, I want to invite you to check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This book is about my personal journey of overcoming Crohn's disease, abuse, divorce, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, and having a near-death experience. You can purchase this empowering book through my website, AskSueLondon.com, and the book is available in ebook and hard copy versions, so check that out. Now, I am so excited about today's show and the guests we've got back on with us. We're going to be talking about feng shui, and we've got my special friend Jeanette Hunter back with us. So let me tell you a bit about her. Jeanette Hunter is a certified feng shui practitioner who's been studying and applying her passion of this ancient art for almost 20 years now. She creates balance in her designs by incorporating modern and traditional principles. Now, at the age of 5, Jeanette was already applying feng shui to balance negative and positive effects in her environment. It wasn't until almost 20 years ago that Jeanette discovered a letter to an editor in a magazine that unlocked what she'd been looking for, feng shui, and the door was opened. Although Jeanette became a certified practitioner 3 years ago now, feng shui is a lifetime study, and she continues her studies with masters in New York City, and her practice is located in Niagara, Ontario, Canada area. With the guidance of a feng shui practitioner, we can develop a better understanding of our own strengths and weaknesses and identify opportunities and challenges in our lives, which allow us to thrive in the most positive surrounding. Now, you can learn more about Jeanette Hunter at her website, fengshuiwithjeanette.com. Let me spell that out for you. It's F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I. WITHGINETTE.com. So Jeanette, my friend, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you much, Sue, for having me.
I'm so excited. Now, before we go any further, you know, we have to talk about, today's a very special day for you.
Everybody sing along now. Here we go.
Okay, shake it there first.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Come on, sing it, Sue. Happy birthday.
I'm lip singing right now.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There you go. Happy, happy birthday, my special friend.
Well, thank you, Sue, and thank you, Chris.
We could not let the show go on without wishing you happy birthday.
That's very thoughtful.
She is 25, right? Isn't that what you said?
I know. She's so good looking, isn't she, for her age?
Absolutely.
So, now before we get started, we have to talk about Chris's office. Chris,
okay,
Jeanette knows the story about your office. So do you want to tell her the positive changes you've made there?
Well, actually, we took over space next door, so I have more room to spread the junk around now.
Oh, no. Jeanette, do you want to address that right now? Or do you want to handle that at commercial?
Well, I think in a commercial we can take a look at that.
Well, before we go any further, let's first of all tell everybody, what is Feng Shui? Because we could have some listeners right now that aren't familiar with this topic. So can you describe to everyone what Feng Shui is, and then they'll understand why we're talking about Chris's office right now.
Feng Shui is composed of two Chinese words. Feng is wind, and Shui is water. Now, these are two natural elements that flow, they move, and they circulate everywhere on Earth. They are basic necessities for human survival.
Okay.
So with these influence, what happens is that this essence of energy provides this energy very much like an acupuncturist. An acupuncturist will promote, will captivate, and they will try to promote circulation within the human body. Feng Shui practitioner does the same thing, only we are doing it in the environment. We're promoting a good circulation.
Okay.
And this is done through energy, qi, what we call qi. We don't see it, but we certainly can feel it.
Okay, so now let's, Chris, I'm going to just use you as our example tonight, okay, sweetheart?
Okay, sweetheart.
So for the example of Chris's office that, you know, he has a lot of stuff in there, there's a lot of people listening that have a lot of stuff in their space. Tell them, you know, as an example, can you kind of give them an idea what that could be doing to them on the negative way?
Yes. Actually, that's an excellent topic to be discussing because it is so important. It's very much like, again, relating to the human body. When we have a blockage within our body, we experience pain.
Okay.
We experience lack of energy. And eventually, it turns to disease.
Uh-huh.
And so now when it's in your environment, what you're doing is you're not promoting a good circulation within your space. And that is also going to affect you.
Okay. So people who are in a business, for example, if they have too much space, too much stuff in their space, that would not only affect their own health, but it would affect their businesses too. Is that correct? Is that fair to say?
Well, and yes. And everyone who is in that space. So it's very important for people, for instance, who have customers that come into a space.
Uh-huh.
And, for example, a store, you know, the customer comes into space and they're feeling that there is a lack of circulation. They're going to be uneasy. They're not going to feel welcome.
Uh-huh.
Might even feel claustrophobic. And they may turn around and walk out. Well, that would be causing some lost business. So it's very, very important.
And, you know, it's so true. I know myself, you know, we travel quite a bit and we can go in somewhere and I can just say to Ross, my husband, that for those of you who don't know him, I can say to Ross, you know what? I can't be in this place. It's too closed in or whatever. And he'll look at me like, okay, you know, thinking I've got a horn growing out of my head or something, but I feel the energy. You know, it's so true what you're saying. So if you're a business owner, this is your inspiration to clear your clutter. Now, can we talk about, you know, we talked about that, but what are some benefits of having Feng Shui principles applied to our space? So we've talked about, you know, for the energy.
Well, as we just mentioned, it provides a healthy environment, you know, that can nourish us. And the other thing about Feng Shui that is wonderful is that it allows us to focus on our intentions for each space.
Okay.
How many listeners out there will have a bedroom/exercise room /computer room.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're wondering why they're not able to concentrate or sleep or whatever. So with feng shui, we are concentrating on the intention of each space in either your workspace, your office, or your home. The other benefits of it as well is that...
Good point to make.
We're very specific about the function of the space.
Yeah.
So when we begin to look at a space and its function, then we can begin to eliminate items that are not related to that function.
Good. So we hold that thought there, and then when we come back from the commercial, talk about the items, what we're talking, referring to?
Right on, yes.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. So, folks, hold the thought. What you can do is call in and ask Jeanette questions. So today you've got the opportunity to call into the switchboard, which is 1-800-930-2819. You can call in and talk to her in person, or you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And while we're at break, learn more about Jeanette at FengShuiWithJeanette.com and learn more about me at AskSueLondon.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back right away.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My special guest today is Jeanette Hunter, and our topic is Feng Shui. Jeanette, before we go any further, can you share with everybody again your website address and how people contact you?
Yes, my website is www.fengshui.com. So it's fengshuiwitheginette.com.
Perfect. And so your contact information is on the website for people to book you?
That is correct.
Is that good? And listeners, I just want to tell you, I personally and my family, my husband, we work with Jeanette coming into our home and our offices, and it's literally life-changing for us. So I can give you the big thumbs up on both hands that this girl is phenomenal, and wherever you are, you really want to book her because I love her so much. She is really great.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying that. I mean that from my heart. You've really changed our lives in so many ways, you know. So I thank you for your special gifts.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Now, let's talk about, we're talking about the benefits.
Yes.
So was there anything else that you want to add about that?
Well, I think that the benefits are that you're going to be able to concentrate in your space.
Okay.
You're going to want to spend more time. Mm-hmm. You're going to enjoy coming into that space and winding down from the day, and you're just going to feel supported. You're going to feel in a better way when you're returning, especially if it's back home. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people work long hours and very stressful day, a lot of traveling. They come home and they just really want to shut down a little bit and unwind. And if your space is nourishing you, then it's going to provide that to you.
Now, and you were saying before the break, too, that you have to identify your space as being that space. Like for a bedroom, it would be a bedroom, not a gym equipment with a treadmill in it and an office desk with a computer in your bedroom. It should be that space for that area, right?
Very important.
Yeah.
Very important. It helps to identify and focus on the intent. Because mm-hmm. Something else that we do with feng shui is when we are looking at a space, we are putting an intent of what's mm-hmm. going on in your life.
Okay.
In that area of your life. So, for example, if it is the career, you know, we want to see what's going on in the career sector. We don't want to have exercise equipment in it, unless, of course, you're into that line of work. But you really want to set intent on each area of your life.
And let's look at the relationship for an example. And again, I'm saying about the bedroom. If somebody had a computer in there and a desk and they had their work stuff in there, they had gym equipment like treadmills and stuff like that in their bedroom, is that a sign to you when you go in for the first time that you could kind of tell, well, their relationship maybe isn't right?
Well, like, I know it does.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It does indicate to me several factors.
Okay.
It does indicate to me that that they're not focusing on the relationship.
Okay.
That there is a lot of disruption.
Uh-huh.
When I see items that require work, like say a treadmill, which is very popular in the bedroom, this tells me that they are working really hard at their relationship.
That they are working. Oh, I see what you say. Working hard. Okay.
Or needing to work hard. You know, which is not really something that you want to see.
Yeah. And no. Well, and can I share the first time we had you come in? His little secret about the host again, guys. When Jeanette came in our bedroom, I had these Trish Romance paintings. Do you remember that, Jeanette? And they were pictures of just, I love Trish Romance paintings. They're beautiful. And it was a picture of a mom on the beach with the umbrella. And I think the little baby was in the scene too on the beach. And right away, you said, when did you get those? And do you know what this means? So right away when you said, tell me, remind me again, it was about being lonely, alone? Was that what it was?
Well, I don't remember saying it that way, though, Sue.
No, I know. That's what I was doing. I'm putting you on the spot, and I apologize. But I guess what the point I want to make is that when you came in our house for the first time, it blew me out of the water because you looked at our pictures and you could tell right away. The first thing you said was, when did you get those? And when I had got these pictures, it was a time in my life when I had just had, you know, my first husband walked out, left my, you know, me as a single mom, penniless with my children. And I did feel abandoned. And my pictures depicted that. They showed
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? It was so lonely. It was, you know, I wanted to cry when I seen the picture because I did see the abandonment and I did see the single mother.
Yeah.
And you're right. And the fact that it was in your relationship area indicated to me that, you know, that was something that you needed to move on from.
Yeah.
And so that was the reason why we decided to remove that from your space.
And I can tell you, you know, like my husband and I, we have a very good relationship. We did have a good relationship. And then when Jeanette said, take these pictures down, you know, it's not working for you too well, I took them down and... you know, our relationship's even better. And I never thought it could get better because it was so great. And so it's just amazing how, as, you know, somebody who doesn't know feng shui, look at your pictures and because they can tell you so much. Right, Jeanette?
That's correct.
Now, I'm kind of getting off of, you know, what I wanted to cover here, but I don't know. I just felt we've got a lot of listeners that have pictures on their walls that aren't working for you. So what are some other things about pictures that people should look for? Because I know for me, it was a single woman or in our dining room, for example, I had pictures of, it was a shed. Do you remember? Again, I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot. It was a shed, a garden shed, and it had this old broken down wheelbarrow on it. And to me, it was a beautiful country scene. And you had said to me, it looks like it's a lot of work. You felt overworked in that. And again, I had got
That's correct. And once again, it represented hardship.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and in your space, but it was hanging downstairs, also represented relationship as well and family. Yep. And so it was telling me again, giving me indications that there was some history of hardship in those areas.
So it's really interesting what you can see in your pictures. Now, somebody who's listening, they want to go and look at their pictures. Is there anything else that they could look for? I know in The Secret, Marie Diamond talked about, you know, this guy she worked with and how this guy had these women, only women in his picture, one woman, and she was turning away from him. Now, what other thing? And he didn't have a relationship, and she told him to change that.
Well, I have experienced some very powerful stories that I'm always reluctant to share too much with the audience when it's very personal.
Yeah.
But but some of the general tips that I enjoy sharing with people is that you really don't need to have 20 pictures of your daughter through every stage of her life. It's much better to have a fresh new photograph of those that you have in your life that you would like to share. That means that you're moving forward. You're moving forward. You also want to look at where they are positioned. It's not a good idea to be looking down on anyone. You want to see that they are elevated at an appropriate height so that you are looking at them in the eye or you're looking up to them and not looking down on them. That's also a very important factor.
And
in the bed. Sue.
No, go ahead.
The bedroom, you know, I have to mention this part as well, is that when I walk into someone's personal space in the bedroom, when I see photographs of the grandparents and the parents and the children and everyone surrounding the bed, very unhealthy. This is also not appropriate space for the family to be. The bedroom is intended for just those who share that space.
Yeah.
And I understand children at an early age will want to share the space of their parents' bedroom, which is quite natural. But however, the bedroom space is for those that room was designated for, and the photographs of everyone else is not appropriate. It's almost as if you have your family looking in on you.
Yeah, I know. I think in ours we had our grandson, and you said get that out. Yeah. Yeah, so really great stuff, folks. I really encourage you to connect with Jeanette after the show. Now, Jeanette, let me ask you this. I'm bragging how I love you so much, how our life has changed because you've come in. What are some reasons that you feel that people wait so long to hire a Feng Shui consultant?
Well, there are several factors. One of them, I'm thinking right off the top of my head, is embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially if they're uncomfortable with their surroundings.
Okay.
People will say to me, okay, now as soon as I declutter my space, I'm going to have you in. That's like saying I'm going to have the cleaning lady come over after I've cleaned the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the factor of embarrassment is one of them. Another one is that they feel that their home will resemble a Chinese store by the time I have finished applying feng shui, which is not the case. Which is not the case at all.
No, it's not.
Some people feel it's a religion.
Oh, okay.
That feng shui is a religion. Mm-hmm. Another reason might be the affordability.
Okay.
You know, there are so many different practitioners and masters out there. And something I wanted to share with the audience today is that masters who have been applying feng shui have been practitioners for all of their lives, you know, they can ask. They can ask very, very high number fees.
Okay.
And I don't want to scare the audience thinking that it's not affordable. But it is affordable. It really is affordable. It's, I would say, more affordable than repainting and getting new furniture.
Right. You're so true. We need to take another break. And when we come back, let's talk about the importance of the front door, because that's a really important area. So, folks, stay tuned. Check out my website, asksuelondon.com. Check out Jeanette's website at fengshuiwithjeanette.com. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Thank you. licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my very special friend Jeanette Hunter here today, and we're talking about feng shui. And I have to tell you folks that missed maybe the beginning of the show, this is a special day for Jeanette. It's her birthday. So Jeanette, I have to thank you again for coming on the show on such a special day in your life.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, birthdays are huge to me. Jeanette, you know me, and it's like a national holiday when it's my birthday. So I, you know, everyone's day is a huge day to me. So I really appreciate you being with us. It really means a lot. Let's talk about the front door. When folks, just in case you have not heard the other segment that Jeanette came on, I believe you were on in October of last year. We talked about different areas of feng shui, and you can catch that show. It's now archived. If you go to transformationtalkradio.com, look up where it says the guests, and you'll see, go to Hunt, the H, and you'll see Jeanette Hunter's name come up, and you can download and you can play that archived segment that Jeanette was on in October. And now Jeanette talked about how important the front door is. So can you now at this time just refresh it with everybody who was maybe listening then about why it is so important? I'm really rambling tonight, aren't I?
Well, that's okay. You're the host, Sue. So. Well, the entrance, you know, this is something that I cannot say too many times because it's an excellent reminder because we do forget. And the reason is that the front entrance or the main door of the home that you use signifies the mouth of your home. So if we were to relate your home as a body, the mouth would be the door. And so when you think about the mouth of a person, it's easy to realize the importance. If you don't have proper oxygen coming in through your mouth, then of course you're going to be depleted, your energy level is going to go down, you may even pass. I mean, it's very vital. It's just as vital for your home. A great example of this is this time of the year. You know, the weather has been unseasonably warm. We've been blessed with beautiful weather here. And you open that window and you can feel that fresh air, that chi coming in the house, and you're just taking it in. And don't you feel wonderful?
Oh, I can't. My windows, I can't keep them shut anymore now. I just love the sound of the birds singing, that smell of the grass. It's wonderful.
That's right. So this is just an example. So in the winter months or when it's raining or the cooler weather, we're not opening all the windows. We're just opening the door. Really, that is the only access into the home.
Yeah.
And so now, so the importance is not to cause any blockage from that chi, that energy to come in the door. So we want to take a look and make sure that we don't have anything planted at the front of the door that will prevent the nice flow, the nice chi coming in the door. And the same is indoors. We want to take a look at what's inside the entrance of your home. If you have a large piece of furniture or you have something blocking at the back of your door and you're not able to open your door completely, then again, you are, you're cutting off some of that oxygen coming into the body of your home.
Right. Now, can we take a call? We've got somebody on the switchboard here wanting to ask you a question.
Very good.
Okay. Lena from Westerly. Hi, Lena. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Good.
I was wanting to ask her what her opinion would be on, like, somebody that passed away. Like, say my mom passed away some years ago, and, like, pictures of, like, the, you know, her, like, I have one picture of her like, you know, downstairs. Actually, I have one when she was little, you know, in the living room. And then I have another picture of her, you know, where she was smiling. And also, when you talk about the bedroom, I have, like, a card from her. And then I have a card that I had given her. And I have a few music boxes. And they're in the bedroom, but they're, like, up on a shelf. What do you think that, you know, do you think that has a good or bad or any input?
Well, I don't think that having to put pictures away are a good idea about family members, especially when we want to be close to them and they are no longer with us. I really don't feel the bedroom is the appropriate place for any of those photos.
No, I don't have any pictures up in the bedroom, no.
Yeah.
It's just the music boxes, right, Lena?
Yeah, I have some music boxes, and then I have just, like, a card that I gave her and a card she gave me, and, you know, that remind me of her. It's not like the room's filled with memorabilia, but it's just a small bit. Do you think that's, like, uplifting or sad, or do you think that it's okay?
How do you feel when you are around those items?
Oh, okay.
And so only you can really answer that question, you know. I think there is an area in the home that it would be appropriate for you to display and have these things of your mother, and that would be in the family section of your home. And because each area of the home represents an area of your life. And so I think that in the east, if you know where the sun comes up in the morning,
the east room.
The east section of your home would be a nice area that you can place, some of these items.
Okay.
And it's a very uplifting area of the home as well, with having the early morning sun rather than having it, you know, on the west side. Where children are, I would definitely have it in the east section.
In the east section? Okay. And then the music boxes, you feel they're okay in the bedroom too?
I would be moving the music box there as well, actually. Mm-hmm.
Where would you move the music boxes?
I would also place it in the east area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Any other questions you wanted to ask?
Well, yeah. If I just looked it up online or on that website, I could see the different northeast, southwest of the house and what you're supposed to place in different areas. Is that on the website or?
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Jeanette, can I ask you something? Because maybe now when you're saying, would she stand at her front door and that would then the bagwell would tell her where that corner would be?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. That is one way, actually. But I think that by just you observing where the sun comes up in the morning, that will definitely be the easiest indicator of where.
But I do have a compass, too.
Yeah. Oh, compass is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So you can just stand in the center of your home if you would like, or at the front door and go according to your compass.
Yeah.
What my sister has done is that she has created a beautiful casement with medals from our father's medals from World War II and some photographs and all sorts of things. So that it's almost like an altar, you know, for him. And it doesn't take up a lot of space. And it becomes a conversation piece when people come in. And I also have something with my mother. And I also have placed it in the east section. And it just brings me comfort when I feel that I want to be with my mother, with her energy and I'm in thought. Then I can go sit there and be there with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. See, right now they're kind of in the north part. You think that's a bad spot, or what is?
Well, the north represents the career area.
Okay.
And so it really is not the most appropriate place for it.
Now, let me ask you: if Lena is like a stay-home mom, that's a career, but is that affecting her when it's in the career area?
It is appropriate. Once again, we want to establish. Okay. You know, and focus on the intention of each space in your home.
Okay.
And it really depends. I mean, if your bathroom is in the east section, well, that's not appropriate either.
You
need to look at what is in the east section of your home and go accordingly.
Thank you.
You got you thinking now, doesn't she, Lena?
Yeah, I'm going to rearrange everything.
Yeah, I'll be down in May, so I'll just come over. We'll talk after, okay?
All right. We'll see you
later. Okay, thanks for your call, Lena.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, the front door. What I wanted to ask you, and maybe this wasn't a part of it, Jeanette, I've put the Bagua on my blog. So people, when you're hearing us talking tonight, if you go to AskSueLondon.com and then you'll hit my blog, I've actually put on there the areas where everything is, because Jeanette gave me this, the Bagua is the map. Actually, why don't you explain what the Bagua is?
Well, that's a wonderful thing that you've done, Sue. Look at you.
Aren't you just proud?
I am so proud. I didn't realize you had done that, you see, so I didn't relate to what your caller was saying. The house is represented into 9 areas of our lives. And the Bagua, as you just mentioned, it's the oldest form. And what's really nice about the Bagua is that it never changes. It never changes. And the proper placement of the Bagua is by holding it and having the knowledge, the career, and the helpful people. The 3 bottom squares at the entrance, where your entrance would be in the main front or wherever it is of your home, your main entrance, holding it up and seeing where that door is, and then you can relate to the rest of your home accordingly.
Okay, so let's look at, like Lena said, she had these pictures of her mom. Mm-hmm. What area, so she's got the Bagua in her hand, what area would she put this in? In her family and health area then?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, right. So Lena, if you're listening, go to AskSueLondon.com, click on my blog, and you'll see where it says the Bagua, Jeanette. You see Jeanette Hunter's name and the Feng Shui and the Bagua. Print that off. Can I get you to hold that thought? Oh, the show's going too fast for me, Jeanette. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the Bagua and really get you all moving. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my special friend Jeanette Hunter here, and we're talking about feng shui. I have to say, anyone who's listening, if you are looking to book somebody to come in and do a feng shui consulting job for you to change your life, this is the girl you want to work with. I personally work with her. My husband works with her, and we have seen so many positive changes in our lives. It's crazy. It's wonderful. It's exciting. So now that I've bragged so much about you again, Jeanette, and I'm sorry, but I have to do that. So let's talk about the Bagua. We started talking about before the break. Tell everybody the areas of the Bagua. And folks, keep in mind that what Jeanette's telling you, you can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Click on blog, and there you will see the areas and where they're located. Okay, so you don't have to run to grab a piece of paper. So do you want to take it from there, Jeanette?
I would love to, Sue.
This time is just going so fast. I'm trying to cram so much in here. You know?
You are. That's the thing about feng shui, is that we could probably talk for a couple of days and not repeat the topic.
It's true.
The Bagua is the oldest form. What's very interesting about the Bagua, it's B-A-G-U-A, Bagua, is that it's a grid of your home. What happens is that when people check on your site, they'll see that the grid consists of 9 squares, 3 at the top, 3 down, you know, it's 3x3, and each square represents an area of your life. What's really interesting, Sue, is that sometimes our homes are not built square.
Oh, I know that one, don't we, in my house?
We do know that, and now the listeners don't know that, but Sue does have a few areas. Sue and Ross do have 3 areas, actually. And so what we want to do is we need to look at those areas and to see the percentage that is missing. Is it actually missing, or is it an add-on? Sometimes it's actually an add-on, which is really cool. But if it's missing, then we want to incorporate that space. And that becomes very, very interesting. So what I can say about that is that when you're looking at your home, draw it out if you can and split it up into the 9 grids and look up the Bagua and see what area of your home is representing what area of your life.
Can I share that in our house, for people who've not been here or don't know my home, the middle part, the fame and reputation area, that's our kitchen. It was not an add-on, but the areas of wealth and prosperity, that was kind of like a space outside, right? And then the love, marriage, and relationship, that was part outside. So do you want to share what we're doing? What my homework is for this weekend?
I can do that. Well, sure. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, we want to incorporate those missing areas of your home. So the way that we can do that is through landscaping.
Not everyone has the opportunity of doing this, but there are simple, inexpensive ways of doing this. You could have emphasized it with bringing two corners together to form that square outside with a large planter and a large plant, a statue. Some people will put a light fixture there. Or if you're landscaping, like myself, what I did is I planted an evergreen. And I need to tell you that I did this with my home last year, and within a few days, it was my, oh my goodness, it was self-cultivation and area. And as soon as I landscaped, within a few days, all these things started coming to me. It was just profound.
Yeah, it's really amazing what feng shui can do. I remember last year when you came in, our ensuite bathroom, just so everyone knows, is in our wealth and prosperity area. And Jeanette said, oh, you know what? As soon as you get money, it's just gone right away as soon as you have it. And I said, how do you know that? Do you want to tell them how you knew that? What did I have in my bathroom? Do you remember?
Yes. Oh, yes. I don't think I could forget that. Sue had a wonderful collection of candles.
42, to be exact.
And they were all over the place. They were also placed in inappropriate space for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I don't want to confuse people. I had the candles in my wealth and prosperity area. That was not good.
No.
Is this something that we should suggest to people, take the candles out, or you really can't say because you haven't seen their area?
Well, it would be very unprofessional for me to make that suggestion for that reason, because we use the bagua, as we were just talking about, to indicate the space and the areas of your life, but I also use a compass. And so there's actually two areas of your home that represent the same thing. It can get very confusing when you're trying to do it yourself, because you could get confused. And you really don't want to be placing fire perhaps in where there's a wood area, because we work with elements. We don't want to be burning all that wood, especially if it's in the prosperity. And so you really need to be mindful. And so maybe this is something that we can talk about in the future, our elements, because they're so important.
Yeah. We will definitely have you back on, because as you're talking, Chris and I are chatting each other here. Yeah, we have to have you back. So my suggestion is, folks, go to the website, AskSueLondon.com. You can click on the bagua and the map you'll see on there, and that will give you an idea. And like Lena had called in and had these pictures of her mom, that east area, it was east, you said, right, Jeanette?
That's correct.
That would be going in her family and health area, correct?
That is correct.
Right. And so when people, what they have to do is, we have about a minute left. They stand at their front door, and that's how they know where the area is. Is that correct?
That is correct. They can relate to the nine grids by holding it at their main door. See where your main door is coming in at the bottom, and then relate the rest of your space accordingly. Just divide your home into nine and take a look.
And then, so let me ask you this. Okay, so they're at their front door. Say they have a two-story house. Do they stand at the top of the stairs? Or
only if they have very good balance. I'm all once again, I need to see what the space, how it's designed for me to give that sort of recommendation.
Okay, well, the answer is, guys, you just got to connect with my special friend, Jeanette. And I can tell you, I give her two thumbs up plus many more. Jeanette, we're out of time. We are having you come back on. There's no question about that. Too many questions still to ask. And I have to thank you, especially coming on your birthday, my friend.
The party will begin in 10 minutes now.
Okay, we'll be over. Folks, learn about Jeanette. Book her through fengshuiwithjeanette.com. We're out of time. It's been wonderful having Jeanette with us. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Dr. Payam Kiani, and we're going to talk about healthy weight loss. On behalf of my guest, Jeanette Hunter, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.